You know, there are all kinds of interesting people who live right around your neighborhood. Like, oh, the publicist, the rights distribution manager.
Would you look at that? It's People in Your Neighborhood on 95BFM. Thanks to APRA MCOS NZ.
Oh, hi there.
Shh, listen.
Oh, hi there.
Kia ora, Penny.
How are you today?
I'm good, thank you. Yourself?
I'm good, thanks. Today we are honoured to have Dylan Pellett, who is the General Manager of Independent Music New Zealand.
Hello, everyone.
Now, can you tell us a bit about Independent Music New Zealand and what it's responsible for?
Yeah, sure. IMNZ, I call it IMNZ for short, or Independent Music New Zealand. It's a non-profit trade association made up of independent artists and, you know, self-releasing artists and New Zealand record labels. And it exists as an organisation to advocate on behalf of the independent artists and independent members.
Can you tell us what that kind of means?
Like, sure. Because, you know, independent artists, are many varied, we have around 200 members odd, we're able to provide them with a singular voice when talking to, say, government for, there's a copyright review going on as well. So we want to be able to be in the room and at the table when talking about that, alongside the major record labels, alongside the publishers or, the other industry organisations that exist here in New Zealand. And so, like I said, with 200 members, it's majority of them are self-releasing artists, and they can come to us for advice or for any information about what's happening in the market, because it is always changing. That's the one thing about the New Zealand or music market in general, is that it's always changing, and it has been ever since I started working for the music industry or in the music industry.
Mm. Yep. Oh, cool.
Alongside, advocating on behalf, we also celebrate our artists' achievements through our weekly newsletter, letting people know what shows are on, what videos are coming out, what record releases are coming out, and also through the Tape Music Prize, which I guess we'll get into a bit later on. We also run some upskilling, business upskilling opportunities and educational opportunities for the members and the wider community. The nationwide one we have is called Going Local, which is a free seminar to come along and talk to the people that are in the industry and do a little bit of networking with those people in the industry and also yourselves in the local communities. We do that Christchurch, Dunedin, Wellington, Auckland, and we want to add Invercargill and Palmerston North this year.
Oh, cool.
And then we have our two-day kind of international-focused, global-focused conference called Going Global, which is held in Roundhead Studios, and that's 2 days of networking and panel sessions. We do some showcases, and the flying out festival called The Others Way is on at the same time as well. Yeah. So it's a really good weekend.
That's really cool. How do you like, for Going Global, I mean, it's so much organisation, how do you kind of choose the people that you're going to come and get speak?
It's been going, Going Global's been going for 7 or 8 years now. And we started off with, say, 6 international speakers coming in and engaging with the local industry. This year, or at least last year, we were up to around 30-odd international people coming in. How we pick them is we work in together with the Music Commission, the New Zealand Music Commission, and our compatriots over in Brisbane at the conference called Big Sound, to look at the speakers that they're bringing in and seeing if they're right for the New Zealand market to be engaged with as well. It's a good working relationship that we have with the guys over in Aussie. It makes for a really engaging kind of environment over the 2 days.
Yeah, because it kind of makes sense that if people are coming from like Europe or, I mean, last year there was the guy from South America that I met.
Yes.
His name escaped me, but they come from all around the world. So if they're going to come all the way to New Zealand, they should be in Australia as well.
And yeah.
So it's kind of like a little touring party across Australia and New Zealand, isn't it?
That's right. And it becomes a really good kind of nurturing sort of environment, not just for the New Zealand people that are engaged with the international people, but amongst the international people themselves, and they can come in and spend, 2 or 3 days here in New Zealand before going to Brisbane for the other much larger conference. They find that they create more lasting relationships, and been really good.
And what do you think that is the best thing for people who join IMNZ? What do you think they kind of get out of Going Global?
They get the ability to see what is going on offshore. They get the ability to meet perhaps a booking agent or a publisher or a record label or a festival booker from various other countries, and have the opportunity to sort of, engage with them, to talk to them, to sponge as much information as you possibly can from them. And like I said, sort of hopefully, build some lasting relationships with these people and further your career, your musical career.
Yeah, because it is essentially like you're learning about it, but you're also networking, which is really cool. So you can talk to these people.
Yes,
it's not just kind of seeing someone on a stage and then they wander off or something.
That's right. I mean, the ability to actually talk to people is the wonderful thing about going global, and we keep hearing about it from other people offshore as well, saying this is the most easiest way to engage with somebody who may not have the time at a larger festival like say South by Southwest or Big Sound or the Great Escape over in Brighton, whereas we call Going Global New Zealand's boutique conference, and it really feels like that. It does feel like you're able to approach these people and they'd have the time to spare and to chat about what they know about the rest of the world.
Yeah, it's really cool, and the fact that the Others Way happens and then the Going Global showcase and everyone's just like a little community coming together, which is really cool.
Yeah, it is. And I think it's fantastic. We as IMZ and Going Global, we sponsor the Others Way to happen and happen along K Road, and it's great to see 2,500 kids out there on a Friday night bouncing around multiple venues, and it has that wonderful festival atmosphere of that you see in other international conferences, like I mentioned, the Great Escape or South by, even Big Sound. They all kind of happen like that in multiple venues all at one time, and you're racing around trying to figure out your schedule as frantically as possible. Yeah, it's really neat. And then again, without Going Global showcase the following night, it is just held in three venues: Wine Cellar, Whammy, and Whammy Backroom. And we don't actually overlap any of the shows, so that you can see 20 minutes of each artist. There's about a dozen artists each on that night.
Yeah, because I guess for the speakers, it's really beneficial to see what's going on in New Zealand with the artists as well.
Yeah, exactly. For example, say Aldous Harding, she played a Going Global showcase a couple of years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, I guess, over in Devonport it was at the time. Last year or the year before, Meredith Fraser from Panache Booking, who's a booking agent in the US, saw Aldous. She didn't see Aldous at the Going Global showcase, but she saw Aldous at the Others Way Festival and just thought, yep, she's right for the international touring circuit, and away we go. And it's been, one of the fantastic successes that come out of that sort of that weekend. It doesn't really matter to us whether Aldous was playing it Going Global or the Others Way. It's all good as far as we're concerned, because that means that the New Zealand artist then has an opportunity to tour and further their career.
Yeah, that's so cool. And so before we get to the Tates, can you tell us a bit about your background, how you got to have this amazing job?
Amazing job. It's been...
tough job.
Yeah, 8 or 9 years now. I still find it challenging for sure. But I grew up in the South Island in a little place called Ashburton, just south of Christchurch, and at the time was fascinated with radio and fascinated with music and fascinated with buying records and reading the New Musical Express, as it was at the time, 3 to 4 years in Christchurch and playing in bands in Christchurch. I did a little bit of a audio engineering course in Sydney, and then again in Greymouth, which then evolved into a second year of course up here in Auckland. From that was out touring with bands and just being involved in the community. Again, still buying records all the time, as many as I could afford at the time.
I bet your record collection is pretty, amazing.
I've seen some other impressive collections out there, that's for sure. But, it's starting to take over the house. touring with bands, and some of those bands were on this record label, fantastic record label called Flying Nun. And I got to know the people in there and basically sort of went in and volunteered for stock takes and tried to make myself as indispensable as possible, until they finally, hired me and gave me a job because I wouldn't go away. and spent 9 years at Flying Nun doing all sorts of facets of the job, at working at a record label, through sales to warehousing to putting compilations together, putting DVDs together, helping organise the 21st anniversary party that we had, and we invited John Peel to come down and be a part of that. John Peel, rest in peace. But it was a fantastic sort of time, and from there I was doing 4 years at a sync licensing company, putting music into TV commercials and feature films. then the economic downturn happened. I went out to South Auckland for 6 months and painted school classrooms out in South Auckland.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Sat on a paint pail for 6 months and argued about what radio station to play.
gosh, you've probably all been there, eh? Like in that situation where you argue about what radio station.
It was interesting to sort of remove myself from the music industry somewhat, and then this job at IMNZ came up and I decided to go for it. And here we are, like 8 or 9 years later, and, you know, we've grown the Going Global event to what it is now. You know, we kicked off the Going Local nationwide seminars, and the Tate Music Prize was in its nascent form back then, and I was quite happy to sort of take the reins for that and grow it from what it was, which I think it started out the first couple of years we were in kind of converted, you know, old restaurants, or then yeah. We're at that bar down there, and now we're at the Q Theatre. You know, we've been through the Civic Winter Gardens a couple of times, and Galatos Theatre, and it's grown to the point now we're at the Q Theatre and quite happy about it.
Yeah, that's a great venue. Can we about the Tates? Can yes. We talk about Dylan Tate and how the Tate Music Prize came to be?
I guess, like I said, it was slightly before my time, but I know that the board of IMNZ, the board members of IMNZ, decided that they wanted to have an artistic celebration of the music that's being put out every year here in New Zealand, pretty much akin to, say, the Polaris Music Prize in Canada, or the Australian Music Prize, or the Mercury Music Prize in the UK. They sort of figured that we could have a similar kind of thing here in New Zealand. And, you know, I guess when they were sitting around deciding what to call it, they sort of recalled, you know, that Dylan Tate was one of the most respected music journalists to come out of this country. And he had a really good vibe, I suppose, or mana yeah. about him that kind of led himself to having this music prize sort of named after him. And the Tate family, you know, that were approached and agreed. And it's been fantastic to have the Tate family keeping tabs on us all the way through for the last 8 or 9 years now. And, you know, fantastic to actually have Dylan's son, John Tate, being at the ceremony last year, was able to make the dates work for him. He's based in New York. So it was great to have him here and presenting the award. And, yeah, it was really, really heartwarming, especially because last year was the 10th anniversary.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. Mm. Can you tell the audience that don't know, what is kind of like the difference between, say, the Tate Award and, say, like the Silver Scrolls or the VMAs? Like, what makes sure. it, you know, like, because they may not know what the Mercury Prize represents yeah. or, you know.
Yeah, the Tate Prize is slightly different in that it is critically judged. It's not based on album sales or the amount of airplay you've had or your popularity even. There is an academy of voters who select the shortlist of finalists, and then once we have that shortlist, we then put it towards a specific dedicated 10-person panel to listen to those finalist records and determine it, you know, on their own merits, on the album's merits, and whether they you know, speak to New Zealand as a whole, I suppose, or just perhaps speak to the panel as being, this is the best album of the year. It's really hard to judge. I'm so glad I'm not a judge.
Yeah.
I'm very yeah. fortunate just to be the facilitator and not so much the adjudicator, but yeah, definitely the facilitator on the panel. And yeah, it's sometimes a heated conversation around the table. You know, I don't know if you wanted to ask me if there's any banging on the table or any... you know, outright demands that something should be considered over something else. Well, yeah, sure, that'll happen because it's music. And, you know, that's one thing I always think about is that, you know, everyone has an opinion about music and they're always going to be right because it's their opinion.
Yeah, and people are so passionate. So
absolutely.
And yeah. that's what you want, you know, is people yes. being passionate about something.
Yeah. And that yep. comes through with the panel selection too, the selection of the judges, which, you know, is determined through the IMNZ board members as well as myself, pulling together a good 10-person judging panel. So, yeah, quite looking forward to it. There is a few meetings coming up.
Yeah.
And we also have the finalist announcements coming up too.
Yeah. So just I'm going to say some of the previous winners of the Tate Prize
sure.
because they're so amazing. So 2010 was Lawrence Arabia for Chant Darling, Lady Six, The Liberation of Unknown Mortal Orchestra for self-titled.
Yes.
SJD, Elastic Wasteland, Lord, Pure Heroine, Jacob Signs, Silicon, Personal Computer, Street Chant, Haora, Aldous Harding Party, and last year was Avondale Bowling Club, yeah, self-titled, so, which is awesome.
Yeah, so if you look back to those ultimate winners, the overall winners, that's a pretty eclectic bunch of people, and you know, some of those artists, you know, may not have been heard of by the audience before. Some of them obviously would have been.
Yeah.
But it's a way to give us some recognition to those the artistic, you know, success, I guess, of the New Zealand artists each year.
Yeah, because it's about the whole, it's like the packaging, the recording, the writing, like everything about the album, right?
Yeah, completely right, yeah.
Yeah. And then there's also the Independent Music New Zealand Classic Record.
Yes,
which has been, like, is incredible. Gordon's, Herb's, Upper Hutt Posse, Headless Chickens, heaps.
Yeah. Yep. And what was last year's one was Moana and the Mohunters, Tahi.
Yep.
So, you know, that's only been going for 3 or 4 years. The IMNZ board decided to implement a classic record. That's just talking about a record that has been released on a New Zealand independent label more than 20 years ago. So any album before, say, the year 2000 is up for consideration by this year's panel.
Yeah. And I guess we have to stress that it is independent.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
As in the Independent Music New Zealand.
Yeah. You know, given that we as an independent label association are producing the event, we thought it's right to do that.
Yeah. And then last year you also had the Independent Spirit Award, which Bernie Griffin won.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
How did that award come to be?
Again, it's full credit to the IMNZ board in determining that we wanted to acknowledge a person that's working in the industry or has been working in the industry for many, many years, tirelessly, shall we say, on behalf of independent artists or maybe even artists in general. It's all up for discussion as to who this year's one would be, this year's recipient.
Is that the board that decides that, and do you have heated fists on tables over that one?
there's not so much fists on tables at the moment, depending on, we only get together like once a month, but there is certainly an email conversation going on right now, shall we say. But yeah, the IMNZ board determines who that recipient will be. And like I said, it was the inaugural one last year, so it's baby steps for us in terms of that particular award.
Yeah. And so also you've got the Auckland Live Best Independent Debut.
Yes. Yeah. We're starting to get collecting quite a few sort of awards now, considering it used to just be one award.
So the inaugural one was in 2017, and that was won by Merck for Swordfish.
Yes.
Then the Miltones won it for the Miltones in 2018. And then Alien Weaponry won it last year.
Yes, that's right. I was just thinking, Merck was it's fantastic to sort of go back and see, okay, well, Merck won it a few years ago. Now he has a record label based in New Zealand and Australia. He was about to play at South by Southwest this week or the coming week, which is, you know, obviously complete news around the music circles for sure.
Yeah. He's performing this Wednesday at Wine Cellar or Whammy.
Right. Oh, nice. Okay.
So that was going to be a South by fundraiser.
Like a fundraiser, like a pre-show kind of thing.
Yeah, so people should still check that out.
Yeah, I should go along and give him some money anyway and just buy his records. Fantastic artist. And like I said, there's A Million the Miltones one, and they used the Civic Theatre. Like, this is the Auckland Live.
Oh yeah, that was great. Yeah.
Thing. So they used the theatre to produce that fantastic video.
Yeah, that was incredible.
With a bunch of interpretive dancing going on. And
I love interpretive dance.
And you know, again with Alien Weaponry, they just played the town hall. Thanks to Auckland Live, I guess they played the town hall just the other weekend, and it was absolutely fantastic. Really cool to see some metal in the town hall. It was good, you know. Don't get me wrong, I love listening to orchestras in there, but you know, seeing a good metal show with Shepherd's Rain and Alien Weaponry in there, just bringing the noise, it was bringing the ruckus. It was great.
Yeah, and so today we're like very, very lucky because we're allowed to announce the finalists for this award.
Yes, for this particular award, the Auckland Live Best Independent Debut 2020. So we've reached a decision in terms of who those five finalists should be. So without further ado, the finalists are Tom Ludvigsen and Trevor Reakey for Roto, brand new kind of direction for those artists.
Can you explain a little bit about their music? They're kind of like soundscapey, eh?
It's jazzo soundscapey. Yep. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
You have to go and have a look yourself. So, you know, because some of these artists I don't have the time to get across. However, Repulsive Woman is an EP called Relief. They're based in Dunedin, I believe.
Yep, that's Millie Lovelock. Flock from Astro Children and Trick Mammoth.
Right, cool.
What's quite interesting about her is she wrote her thesis on UK boy band One Direction.
Right.
Yeah.
And got an A for that?
Yeah.
Yeah, fantastic.
So, yeah, we'll play a track from her shortly.
Right.
Yep.
We also have Pickle Darling with Bigness. They are a Christchurch band, I believe.
Yep.
Is that right?
Yeah, a multi-instrumentalist called Lucas Mayo.
Mm-hmm. Mousy is an EP called Lemon Law. They are also Christchurch-based. And I'll just add that they showcased at the Going Global Showcase for us last year, September last year.
Yeah.
So definitely one to, for us, is for, you know, we're looking out and, you know, following their career along.
That's really cool when you can actually, yeah, watch that kind of growth, in an artist's career.
It's absolutely. Like, it's fantastic, you know, it really is. And the final finalist for this year is a bloke from Wellington called Louis Baker with his album Open.
Yeah. So I had a look up about Louis Baker because I don't know much about him. I've seen him perform maybe at the VMAs.
Right.
And I thought he had an amazing voice, and he's described as neo-soul. And he's had quite a lot of single releases, right? But this, the album Open was his first full-length release.
Yes, yes. And, you know, and his career has been building many, many, you know, over many months and years even. I know Louis, I think perhaps showcased at Going Global a few years back. And,
yeah.
And you know, building his audience and collaborating with various artists and stuff. And but this is the Open is the first sort of, you know, hit out, I guess. Like he's finally, after 5 or 6 years, he's got the record together, and away we go.
Yeah,
I have seen him perform before, and it's quite magical.
That's cool.
However, so, I'm not the judge. There's a panel of judges to determine.
So
who
they
will be the
determine,
best.
Who the winner of this award will be.
Yes, and we'll announce
the Auckland Live Best Independent Debut.
Yes, and we'll announce who that winner will be on April the 20th, alongside the Tate Music Prize as well.
Oh wow! Yay!
So pop that in your diaries.
I'm writing it down. April 20th. So that's when the Tate Awards are.
Yes, generally, yeah, and we invite selected people from the music industry and all the IMNZ members along to the ceremony, which is held in Auckland again, like I said, at the Q Theatre.
Oh, that's cool. Just before we play a couple of tracks from these artists, can you please just reiterate what IMNZ does for independent artists and how they can get in touch with you to join up?
Sure. The joining application process is through our website, which is www.indies.co.nz. That's INDIES.co.nz. Simple application, Google application form, that comes through to me directly. I look through and make sure that the criteria is right and that it's all good and above board, and then I generally contact those people and have a chat to them and go about it that way. And we're on behalf of any self-releasing artists. We're genre agnostic. We can have, you know, we have the classical label members, we have the metal guys coming in. We just signed up alternative rock band from Auckland. We just signed up a label from South Auckland this morning, doing hip hop and reggae. It's making ourselves available for all comers, and again reflecting the advice and information that we can to those people. It's a good thing.
It's so cool.
It's
always strength in numbers, right? So if you've got, you know, if you know people and you're part of IMNZ, then you can get things changed and things happening for yourself.
Entirely possible. You know,
you've got a voice.
If you do want to address a particular thing that might be happening in your community, you can bring it to us and for consideration and see if we can do anything about it. Like you say, stronger in numbers, that's for sure.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for your time today,
Thanks,
Dylan.
Thanks, Penny. It's all good.
We've been talking to Dylan Pallett from IMNZ, and we're going to play two songs from the finalists for the Auckland Live Best Independent Debut. First one is Pickle Darling, and followed by Repulsive Woman.
I can't explain. Thank you.
here. I want to stay, I want to stay right here for now. Oh, let me stay here, I want to stay, oh, let me stay.
It is Repulsive Woman, When I Get Good. And prior to that, you heard Mouthful from Pickle Darling. Both of those artists, along with Louis Baker, Mousy and Todd Ludvigsen and Trevor Reiki, are finalists in the Auckland Live Best Independent Debut as part of the Tate Awards, which are happening on the 20th of April. So thanks to Dylan Pillett, who is General Manager of IMNZ, for coming in and talking to us today for People in Your Neighbourhood. If you're keen to sign up or find out more, go to indies.co.nz. They're an excellent advocate for independent artists and label, and well worth being a part of.
Another friendly face to make life a little richer. People in Your Neighbourhood on 95BFM. Thanks to APRA AMCOS NZ.